Hey, Tom, Dean Hart checking in after Purdue's last second loss here at Nevada with another edition of Golden Black Radio Express. As usual, brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Yeah, just a tough loss for Purdue, not the way you want to start off the season after you finished 2018 with 3 losses in 4 games. Now you're 0-1, losing on the road to a group of 5 school, a team you were favored by double digits against. And again, to blow a 31-14 third quarter lead, to just score 7 points in the second half, to watch your defense be unable to make a play to get off the field, to make a key stop. At many junctures in the second half, just very disappointing. You could sense the frustration and anger in Jeff Brohm's voice in the post-game press conference. So now what? Purdue comes home September 7th to open Ross-Ade Stadium against Vanderbilt of the Southeastern Conference. And let me just tell you this, Vanderbilt's got more talent than Nevada and probably better coach too. So it doesn't get any easier for the Boilermakers. And then Texas Christian comes in September 14th. Could Purdue be looking at another 0-3 start just like last year? Who knows? You don't want to get ahead of yourself too much. They got to focus on Vanderbilt now and try to win that ball game. No doubt about it, Brohm's going to have the attention of the players and the staff moving forward. A lot of things to correct. So, again, it'll be interesting to see how Purdue responds here to this tough loss in the desert in Reno, Nevada against the Nevada Wolfpack. That's it for this edition of Golden Black Radio Express, brought to you by, again, Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Thanks for listening.